Blog Talk Radio.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. I still have everything. Can you hear me say it?
God's morning, and welcome to the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio Show, and I am your host, Cassandra Brand, and it's a new day, and we're going to be grateful. We're going to be thankful. I would like for you to think of three things, just three things that you can be grateful for, like waking up 6 feet over thunder, alive with another chance, and having a choice what you're going to do with your chance. Yes, we're going to spend some time with God this morning. And I'm going to share a testimony later on. But first, let's do our affirmations. Let's do our affirmations.
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease. And simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. I take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. I am constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. I pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. I am dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. Have inner peace. I am stress-free. I am comfortable with myself. Confident person. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. I always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. It's okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. I am brave. I am relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
Yes, those are the affirmations for first thing in the morning. You have to speak things into existence for manifestation. probably saying, well, what is she doing playing that? Because that's my first thing in the morning. Keep my sanity. And it helps a lot. I'm going to share a testimony later about how affirmations really help me. And if you do that in the morning, you don't even, I mean, I'm going to change them. I keep the same ones like once a week. I keep one of them for the entire week, and I'll change it next week. But affirmations are very important. And it lines up with today's prayer, which is Lord, help me prayer, because we all need help. So if you're listening in and you want to call in and share a testimony, share a word, you're more than welcome. Just call in 319-527-6072. That's area code 319-527-6072. Now, don't advertise a lot. I have put this on my Facebook. Excuse me. But we are in 32 different countries. So this is not just for familiar people with familiar spirits. This is for people all over the world. All over the world. I see the stats in my back office. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And believe in God that it will reach many, many more people and be a blessing, because that's the purpose of spending time with God. That's the purpose of this Blog Talk Radio. It's helping to usher other people into their divine purpose. It can't be done. Sometimes, you know, we fall off or we get distracted, but as long as you get back on track and don't give up, that's all that matters. Because we're only human, but we're spirits first, having a human experience. That's the difference. Now, as we go through our prayer today, I am going to have a few spoken words in order to make it come a little bit more alive. But see, I'm different. I don't believe in traditions. I don't believe in traditions. I have to be myself. I have to use the gifts that God has given me. And those are the people that I'll reach. People that God has assigned for the those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Not that 1, 2, 3 step hocus pocus, hollering and screaming. Okay? And this, we're going to do this 5 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, in the United States. Thank God we can have replays. You can download it. And please don't forget to follow so that you can get notifications. And not only that, also share. If you hear something that really brings value to you or touch your spirit, or something that you think that someone that you know, it could bring value or touch your spirit, go ahead and share. Sharing is caring, and it's free. Now, we are not moved. Excuse me. Let me have a sip of water. It is 5 a.m. Have a sip of water. It's, like I said, it's 5 a.m. 5:25 now here in the Eastern Standard Time. But the reason why I do 5 a.m. is because that's how I choose to start my day. And I feel so much better. I could think clearer. I don't have all that heavy weight on my mind. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't spend time with God, seeking his face. And this is what we're going to do right now. Lord, help me prayer. Now, we are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your spirit and your word. And we know your voice. And we hear your voice. And we refuse to follow strangers, according to John 10 chapter 27 verse. Our seed is mighty upon the earth, according to Psalms 112, verse 2. Lord Jesus, I ask you to expand my territories, to fill me and increase me in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power. We need power. That's going to help us. Power through the Holy Spirit, not through the flesh, the muscles, connections, education. We need power through the Holy Spirit. I ask you to lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I bless you, praise you, worship you, and commit all that I am to you, that your perfect will be done through me. We're asking God to do these things to help us, but we have to ask. A lot of people don't understand that. We have to ask God. Just because you go to church every Sunday and sit in the pulpit, clap your hands, turn around, do the hokey pokey. You have to ask, because once you ask, that means that you acknowledge that you have a purpose and you want to line yourself up with the purpose that God put in you. I ask that you help me to cease from my own labors. I do so by faith. So you have to do it by faith. Some people just want to know every move. God showed us everything at one time. It will blow our mind. We couldn't even handle it. We'll end up messing it up. I ask that you cause me to enter your rest now in Jesus' name. And I receive that. Rest. Like a baby. When you're holding a newborn baby, that baby rests in your arms because they trust you. They can't walk, they can't talk. But you rest, the baby rests in your arms. And you hold it and you nourish it. And you teach it. And you guide it. Let's say you know it's sitting up. Let's say you know the baby crawling. Let's say you know the baby getting up, trying to walk. Let's say you know that baby be running. The babies don't come out the womb walking, talking, and eating steak and chicken. It's like the word. You have the milk of the word and you have the meat of the word. You are what you eat. You become what you eat. And then you become the word. And there's life in the word. The word of God. I ask you to release my warring ministry angels to minister and war on my behalf. We're assigned angels. We have angels that are assigned to battle for us, to go to battle for us. But we release them through our word, by our faith. We release it by faith. Everything done by God is by faith. Believing in Jesus Christ is by faith. Amen. I ask you to fill this, your temple, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. The temple is your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul, your flesh. Help me to bear the cross you have prepared for me and help those in my family. Now that's a mouthful right there. Excuse me. I ask that the Holy Spirit speak to my heart through your word. There is healing, healing and power in the word of God. That's why it says faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. And only God's sheep knows his voice. Just like that baby. It knows the mother's voice. It also knows the father's voice. Those are the first two words that come out of a baby's mouth. Dada, mama. Okay? Because it has to develop that bond. That's why we have to spend time with God. That's how you develop a bond with him. I ask that you prepare me with the reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. I ask you take me out. I ask you to take out of me, add to me, or do to me anything you want to do. To surrender. Ask God to put in you, take out, and have his way with you. Because that's what people be saying. Oh, use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Give me more power. Give me more power. You got to surrender. You got to say, here, I'm here to serve you, Lord. I'm here to serve my purpose. Because he chose you, all those little sperms, and you the one that made it and was conceived. We all have a purpose. We all was chosen. Amen. I ask that the word I read will be engrafted into me and become part of me. Spirit, mind, will, and emotions. I declare by your power, you are helping and causing me to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. See, those were the affirmations. That was in our affirmations this morning. I ask you to deliver me where I am blind, wretched, naked, and poor. I ask for your help. Word God says, do not think yourself haughty of anyone. We all got a little bit of wretchedness in us. Am I right? We all are blindsided. I have a friend that's actually blind. And you can never tell. Function and gets around and do everything for himself. But he is physically blind. But here you got people that have eyesight. And they're blind to a lot of things. I ask you to help me not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a help in the season, to edify, to exhort, and comfort others. Spirit of compassion. I ask for love and grace for others and grace for you, Lord. I ask for help that your love and grace in me flow and be administered to others by your spirit in me to manifest your presence in and through me. I release all things into your hands and commit myself unto you, trusting you, trusting him, trusting in God like the little baby, the newborn babies, be held in the arms of the mother. We have to trust God. We have to rest in God. We have to rest. I ask for help that you give me the word that you want me to give to others. And the Bible says that in the time of need that the Holy Spirit will give us the words of utterance, the words to speak. Thousands of scriptures. But that one scripture is not for everybody. It's for that person at the time and that season. That's why we ask for God to give us the word that he wants us to give to others. Not just what we want to say, you know. You know, some people go around quoting scriptures as and it's the word, and there's life in the word, but a word for others that he wants us to share. For that particular person. Lord, forgive me. Help me to follow your directions. Just got to finish saying that. I want you to speak this word to this person. I ask that you will send those that will receive the gift of salvation to me, and I may witness to them. Let them ask and receive, Father. I'm not a preacher. I'm a witness. I am a witness. I cannot share anything with you unless I've experienced myself. And witnesses, it plays a very big part in the body of Christ. So don't you think that you have no value. Understand and know that you have a purpose. And everything that we go through is for a reason. I ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long suffering and self-control to flow over and in and throughout my life. I ask you to fashion my heart like yours, that your fruit will abound in and through me to others. I ask you, Father, to clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. I'm going to repeat that. I ask you, Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you. Because he that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. You have the Holy Spirit, okay? That's a lot of power. But you have to commit and submit and believe by faith always tell people, I'm not crazy. They say, why you always say that? Because people be thinking, because I'm so bold. Because what God says, to learn how to live in the world, not of the world. So I already know I'm different. And I accept that. Heavenly Father, I ask for your perfect will being worked out through my life and the lives of those that my life touch as you direct me. I ask you for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. I ask to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for you, for me, and for my family. I ask you to guard me and my family with many angels and that they manifest as needed. I ask you to make me alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts and ways. I ask that I may prosper in what I put my hands to do for you. Ask you to renew my youth like the eagles. I ask for a heart like yours and growth and maturity to walk in it to the fullness with you in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of me in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I declare your faithfulness to the heavens and to the loving kindness and tender mercies anew every morning. Amen. We have to ask for help. You need help asking. Don't sit there and think this is going to fall through the skies. Open your mouth, your eyes, your ears. How about your heart? We all need help. I need help. And see, when you start getting on the right track and acknowledging God, oh, the test is coming. You're going to be tested. But that's how you, excuse me, please forgive me. That's how you strengthen your muscles. You got to work out. Jesus is going to work it out. Jesus working it all out. You know, you just got to keep it moving. Don't stop. Believe. Believe. You don't have to chase a blessing down. You have everything you need already in you. You just have to understand and believe all about you, Jesus. Let's play a quick little break song before we get offline.
It's not about me.
Surrender. And speaking of surrender, have you given your life to the kingdom of God? Do you believe and accept that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? But first of all, do you believe in God? Are you saved? Do you want a new start? Ask God for forgiveness of your sins, and the key is to forgive yourself. For that thing will keep on coming back and try to keep you in bondage. God already throwed all the sins in the sea of forgetfulness, meaning he forgot it. If it's in the sea, it's going all the way to the bottom. Maybe it ain't coming back up. We all need help, and we definitely need Jesus. And we have to begin somewhere, and that's by faith. It's not boring having a relationship with God, because the Spirit of God is in you. You bored with yourself? It's like a marriage. But the only way that marriage is going to grow and stay spicy is to spend time. It's a continuation, not a continuation. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Our prayer today, we just broke it down. I pray that it did bring you some value, and let it marinate. It's a great way to start your day. You could be driving in the car, or you could put your Bluetooth on. And still, you know, be moving around. Or you could just lay on the bed, your back inside, close your eyes, and let it marinate. Even better yet, it's a replay. You can listen to it over and over again. My testimony is I've been doing this for a while. In and out, in and out, in and out. And I'm like, girl, I ain't making no money from this. How can I make some money from this? But you know what? I don't do it for the money. I do it because I know that this is my assignment. It's my calling. It's my purpose. And I want to thank all of you for listening in, sharing, and taking the time out to follow me. Because if I got to sit and talk to myself, I'm still going to do what I need to do. Contact information is purposeclosure@gmail.com. Check out my YouTube channel. I'm working on that as well. To bring some valuable information, testimonies. It's going to touch people, help people, reach people, even teach people. We'll be here 5 a.m. tomorrow. 5 a.m. daily. And this is your host, Cassandra Brand, from The Purpose of Closures, Blog Talk Radio. You have a very blessed and productive day. Ciao.
Oh, God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name is Arena, and I will be out of the bush, out of the bush. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you.